you lose some serious cash on the roller coaster ride of Bitcoin? Maybe you rode the wrong wave on the last Reddit stock meme. Now's the time to look for your next return on investment and stack cash with something you may have in your toy box. I'm talking about those little plastic bricks that you can turn into gold. You know, Legos, streaming from North Carolina to around the world and right into your ears. It's the Brick Finds and Flip Show at BrickFlips.com, the show where Lego investing and reselling come together to help you make some serious do-re-mi. You'll learn about adding Legos to your investment portfolio and how to sell them like a reselling arbitrage ninja. We talk about how to spot a good set to invest in and then how to get rid of them and cash in. This episode originally aired as a video on our YouTube channel, Lego Finds and Flips at BrickFlips.com/YouTube. Now, here's your host, the Lego Investing Ninja Go, Jeremy Stark.
This is Jeremy Stark here from Brick Finds and Flips at BrickFlips.com. Today's show, I wanted to just go over some sets that I got my eye on for Black Friday. And I don't mean just the day of Black Friday. I mean the week of Black Friday. If you're in the United States, that is basically from the 21st to the 27th and maybe beyond that as well. They might extend these into Cyber Monday as well. But these deals are very, very good deals for Lego sets. And the ones that I'm going to be looking at are going to be the ones that are going to be retiring sometime this year. They may have already retired. You know, they still might be still in retail. They're kind of that period. Now, they could retire a little bit after the end of the year, but these are all based off of, if you go to brickset.com and you look up these sets individually, you'll see that they have a retirement date. There's also some other sites, Stone Wars and a bunch of other sites that collaborate all of these dates and, you know, of these particular sets based off of when retailers can purchase these. So there's a little bit of kind of data involved in getting the particular retirement dates. But as always, the retired dates could get extended out. If you're listening to us on our podcast, we're doing really well on the podcast as well. So I really appreciate my listeners out there as well. Now that we get that out of the way, let's get right into it. All right, and you guys might not know, I have a website at brickflips.com where I give you guys a lot of tips on Lego investing. And also, I curate a page that has some Lego Black Friday deals on there. You can find this page at brickflips.com/deals, and that'll bring you over to the latest deals. So right now we're focused on Black Friday, but say I have a Prime Day coming up, you know, deals will also be good for that. So you can always check it out to find out the latest deals. I did a breakdown of just some of the sets and themes and as well as stores. So just take a look out there. All the stuff that I'm going to talk about is also going to be in here. So if you wanted to check that out, I'll have a link down below in the show notes so you can check that out as well. But let's get right into it. VIP weekend for Lego.com itself. We're going to focus on, you know, in the United States, maybe in Canada, you can still get these deals. On my website, there's going to be some more internationals out there, like Zavivi is one of them that I know a lot of folks internationally could score those deals. Lego does have a VIP weekend, which is coming up on the 20th, and they're going to be doing double VIP points. There is also some little cool little stuff that you can grab as well. They have a retro tin sign. I don't really know about that, but if I'm going to be spending that much money anyways, I'll take what I can get for free. Maybe see if somebody on eBay would want that. And then also they have the Santa front yard, which is pretty cool. If you spend over $170, that's also a cool one. Again, there's double VIP points, so this is really the time that you if there's something that, you know, maybe it's exclusive to lego.com, this is where I would definitely get it at this point. Maybe some of the more exclusive kind of hard to find things. Another cool thing you guys don't know is that there's a little vintage camera that you can redeem some of your 2000 VIP points starting on the 20th. Now this stuff usually goes pretty fast. podcast. So if you're, you know, watching this afterwards, it's probably already gone after the 20th. So if you watch this beforehand, definitely get out there and go. Now, I'm not going to go through any of the sets on Lego.com. I mean, I'm going to show you some of the other stores that we're going to focus on. But I wanted to let you guys know about the VIP weekend that's coming up. I'm going to focus on a couple deals that I think are really good for Walmart. They had some earlier deals. Walmart has deals for days, you know, their deal days or whatever it's called. Days for deals. Something they started doing it really early. They had some different block sets. They had, I believe, a Harry Potter set that was cool that I picked up a bunch for. And then just a couple, a couple other sets too that they had out there, like a Jurassic Park one or Jurassic World one as well. I haven't seen anything as far as anything after that. They still have some stuff. I mean, you know, maybe they'll come out with something else. But these are available right now. I thought these were a pretty good deal. These work out to be, all of these sets are supposed to retire at the end of the year. So this pack for $50 is made up of the Land Speeder, the Obi-Wan's Hut, the Duel on Mustafar, which is a really cool set. And actually, that's part of my giveaway. If you guys want a chance for this one, this is one of the sets I'm giving away. So as you can see, I mean, it's a 30... 60, so it's $80. So you get $30 off if you get this. And this box, actually, the inside it actually has the boxes in there. So if you're trying to sell these separately, you can just open the box up and then, you know, sell it separately. So it's a pretty good value. I think it ends up being like 37% or somewhere close to 40% off. But, you know, as you can see, these aren't everywhere. Now, I haven't checked Amazon or any of the other ones. I guess you can look on Walmart too and see if their individual ones are available. But, you know, as you can see on Lego.com, they're starting to, you know, out of stock, sold out. So maybe they just dumped all their inventory into these little packs. I don't know. Either way, these are supposed to be retiring at the end of the year. So it's a good idea to get this. Now, they've overdone the Land Speeder, I think, a bunch of times. Now, the minifigures in here, okay. I mean, you get like two Lukes in here. So yeah, you know, I mean, you're getting kind of like a double of the minifigures. But if you're investing in this and you're just getting these to part out, I mean, to sell individual sets, then you know, it's a pretty good deal. If you didn't get these at a better, you know, deal individually, then I would definitely pick this up. So that's, again, if that's going to go for $50, and, you know, again, take advantage of the cash back, you know, double cash back, you know, on these sites are coming up for a lot of them. So if you don't want to get this now, look for when those are available, then you pony up the cash back. So go to my site at brickflips.com, and in there there's a resource section in there, and it has everything about the cashback sites and the ones that I use and stuff for it. So definitely take advantage of that. The other set that I was looking at for Walmart is the Lego City Great Vehicles vehicle gift set. It's $20 right now, which is actually pretty good. And the sets that basically come with it are the sports car, which is set number 60285, and it's going for $9.99 on Lego.com. And then the other set available with it is the race cars, which is 60256, and that is going for $30 on Lego.com right now. So that's $40, so that's about a 50% off of those two if you're going by the retail value of it. Plus, it also has this like little case in here as far as, you know, something that you can sell individually too, so that could have some value if you wanted to separate this out and then just part it, you know, the individual sets out. So these two sets are supposed to retire at the end of this year as well. So these are something that I would keep an eye on. Now, they're still available, and I haven't looked on Amazon or any of the other sites to see if they're really available or if they're very kind of in and out of stock. But I think for the package of $20 to get that, I think it's pretty good deal to, you know, to have for some value in there. And then you can sell these later. Now, a little note I would do on these particular ones is I wouldn't take them apart right away. I generally box everything up, and I try to keep each one set, and I try to get like 25 in each thing, or at least 18, you know, if you're shipping to Amazon. But I try to keep them all together. I would definitely keep these still boxed, because you might want to sell these like as the actual gift set later on. Maybe there's a little bit more value in it. But sometimes, you know, you don't know with these things, but I wouldn't it's definitely, I don't think I would take it out unless I'm ready to sell the other one after some time. Because that way there you can still have some kind of value in there and something that's not available elsewhere once these are out of stock. But you know, if you want to just split them up, you can do that as well. So basically for the Walmart, those are the two ones that I would target for Black Friday. So the next one we're going to go on to is Target. Target, if you don't know, they don't like resellers, so just be aware of that. When you're reselling everything, I wouldn't say that to anybody in there. And also, when you get stuff online, I would be careful about that. I have a video I'll post above that gives you all the best store deals. Like, even if you're not in the United States, there's a lot of different stores, and I kind of give you some hints about each store about what to expect with them. So they have some deals going on that are valid from the 21st to the 27th, and they're in their flyer, they have 40% off of select Lego building sets. So when you click on, you see the eligible items, they don't tell you which ones they are, at least not right now. So maybe when you go to this on the 21st, you'll know which ones. But they have the two that are advertised. They have is the TIE Fighter and then the Friends Beach House. So the TIE Fighter is $59.99. And so if that's going to be 40% off, that is going to be $35.99 for that particular set. Now I got to tell you, I was buying these. I think they were at 47, I think. I don't know. I can't remember. I have to look at my inventory sheet. I think it was 47, which I think is still a great deal for this. This is an exclusive one. I've talked about this before. This is an exclusive one that is supposed to be retiring this year as well, at the end of this year. But it is an exclusive one. It's set number, just so you know, the TIE Fighter pilot is set number 75274. And this is an exclusive set with Lego and with Target. So you're not going to find these at Walmart or Amazon or anything else. Well, you can get it on Amazon, but they're not sold by Amazon. So I think this is a great deal for $36. You know, it's definitely one that I'm going to add more to and bring my cost down on my other ones that I bought for it. The other one that shows in the ad is the Beach House, which is the Friends Beach House, which is Lego set 41428. That is $49.99. So 40% off of that would be, let's see, my calculator. So that's for $30. Now that's not too bad of a set. I don't think the box is too big. I'm not sure. I think it's pretty large. So that this one's also retiring as well. This one as an investment, I think I would do this one as well, because I think it's just a good price for this, a good, you know, to get this. And these are actually very popular in the United States and some other countries as well. This is a the Friends, you know, line is pretty good. I think people kind of overpass the Friends line, but if you can get it at a good 40% off or more, then I would definitely pull the trigger on those particular ones. So, you know, they may have some other sets that are available, so I would definitely get log on Sunday morning as early as you can and see what other sets are out there that are 40% off. Maybe take advantage of it. Make sure you look for the cash back as well, so you can get some other additional cash back with it. All right, now we save the best for last. This is Kohl's. And for those of you that don't know Kohl's, they have a what they call a cash deal thing that they give you money basically for spending a, you know, certain amount of money. They give you that so you get it when you make the purchase, but you don't get to spend it right away. You have to wait like a week or two after it. But in this particular case, they're doing during the Black Friday week, they're doing if you every $50 that you spend, you get $15 back. So that is huge. Huge. Normally they do like $5 to $10 cash back. You know, during this one, they're making it $15. So it's definitely something that it can be very lucrative if you know what you're doing in here, and you got some capital to spend on it. So I'm, as you can tell, I'm excited. This is what I get a lot of my inventory. I actually got a question from somebody was one of my subscribers had asked, you know, where you get all your Lego from, and I don't know. This is exactly what I do. I mean, this is the strategies that I do. I've been doing this for a long time, and I just buy it from retail. I mean, there's no other place that you can really get it for anything, but you have to know when to buy it, and that's really this is the time of year that you do. So hopefully you have some money to spend on some inventory. We're gonna focus on the three sets that we're showing in here. Again, there could be other sets in this, but what they're gonna do is they're gonna take 30% off of this, and then every $50 that you spend, you're going to get $15 cash back. Now, what you can do with this, I don't know. I mean, maybe you can use it to buy your own gifts. I don't know, like the cash back or whatever. Or what I would suggest to do is I would take whatever cash back, and then you might have to pay a little bit more for the Lego that might be full retail, but you're still going to get more, you know, you're going to still get more sets and it'll be like almost free or whatever, how much cash you got in there. So it really would pay to just do that for this particular deal. But the three sets we're going to look at are the Pirate Ship Adventure, which I absolutely love this one. It's Minecraft, it's ships, it's pirates. I mean, everybody loves all the pirate ships. So they're going to be 30% off of this. So let's see. So this will be for $28. And so if you get two of them, right, that's $56, and then you're getting the cash back. So, you know, really you're getting it for 41 divided by 2 is $21 for this set. I mean, that's when you factor in the cash back and everything. I mean, that's incredible. That's like almost 50% off for this particular set. I don't know. I mean, this is a no-brainer on Kohl's. I mean, I really hope I don't break the bank on this one, because Kohl's is really where I'm going to be focusing a lot of my effort on. The other set that they have in there that's showing is the Batman Joker's Trike Chase. And this is already sold out on Amazon, on Lego.com. So that set's 76159. So they're supposed to be, that's supposed to be 30% off. So if we, you know, just take a look at the numbers, the 50. So that should be $35. And so if you, you know, kind of pair that up with something else, you know, maybe you can get something for, you know, $15 or something to make the 50. But it's really every, so if you spend $200, they're going to just take whatever that is. It's going to be times 4. So, for each $50, and they just give you that in cash back. So really, this one is an incredible one as well. This one's also retiring, supposed to be retiring this year. So it's definitely another set that I'm going to be targeting as well for Black Friday. So here again, these are the sets that I'm looking at. Again, for Walmart, it's set number 66674. And then the other set is Great Vehicles City set. It's 66684. And then for Target, I'm looking at the TIE Fighter helmet, and that's 75274. And then the Lego Friends Beach House, that one is set 41428. And then for Kohl's, where I think I'm probably going to spend more of my money on, is the Minecraft Pirate Ship, which is 21152. And then the Lego Batman Joker's Trike Chase, which is 76159. So really, if you guys want to, you know, take a look at this, blackbrickflips.com/deals is where I have all of that particular information out there. But I also have some other promotions that are going on if you want to, or if you want to get some free stuff. I have, you know, an ROI calculator. And I also have the retiring sheet, which has a lot of these sets on there. So you can grab that at brickflips.com/retire. And then I'm also doing a giveaway, but I also have giveaways all the time of year, but you can always get it at brickflips.com/giveaway. That was a lot to say. As you guys can say, I am super excited about Black Friday this year. I am looking forward to it. I hope that you guys have some investment to make in some of these sets. And as always, I really appreciate all of your support that you guys have given me. And if you're listening to us on a podcast, I really appreciate listening to us. Please give us a positive review if you can on whichever site that you're listening to us on. Well, as always, I'll see you guys on the next show.
Thanks for tuning in to the Brick Finds and Flip Show. Listen to us on all the major platforms. If you like this episode, don't forget to leave a positive review. If we get enough love, maybe Elon Musk will tweet about this next investment wave. Check out our latest Lego investing articles on brickflips.com. Also, check us out on our YouTube channel at brickflips.com/YouTube. Any interest on being on the show or want to advertise with us? Reach out by email to podcast@brickflips.com. See you for the next Lego flip.